Welcome to another podcast from Air Insight, LLC.
Today is February the 13th, and the Air Insight team is back today with a guest who is known as the Unknown Analyst. And we're going to speak today about the possible merger of Delta and Northwest, and particularly the impact on these two airlines apropos their fleets. And I guess, Scott, maybe you'd like to kick off your thoughts on what airplanes they'll keep, what airplanes they'll get rid of, and what this might mean.
Well, I think it kind of depends on who the surviving carrier is. The presumption is that the surviving carrier is going to be Delta, and therefore the conventional wisdom would be that Airbus is going to be the one that's out of luck because Delta is a Boeing carrier. But Richard Anderson, the CEO of Boeing, came from Northwest, which was an Airbus carrier. So I'm not sure that you can easily call this one.
Unknown Analyst, what are your thoughts?
I think that it's definitely going to be a toss-up. With Delta most likely being the surviving carrier, although all indications are that much of Northwest's management team might be relocating to Atlanta. Boeing definitely has the upper hand here. Although, if Airbus puts together the right deal, I'm sure they'd be willing to entertain that, since there aren't really a lot of orders left on the book for either Northwest or Delta from Airbus and Boeing, respectively. They have about 10 to 15 aircraft each still on the order book currently with firms other than the 787 for Northwest.
It occurs to me that if you look at Northwest's Airbus fleet, the 330s particularly, great airplane, very, very new, certainly a lot newer than any 767 that Delta has. That would be an airplane to keep, right?
Well, absolutely. It's a good transatlantic airplane. It's a good near-Pacific airplane. The 787 that Northwest has on order would be a longer-reach trans-Pacific airplane and also an airplane that would allow Northwest or Delta, the combined carriers, to reach into the Middle East and perhaps India, which is beyond the A330 range. But the A330 is a great European airplane. It's a great near-Pacific airplane.
What about the 744s, Mr. Analyst?
The 744s, you'll definitely be seeing them coming to Atlanta. You'll probably be seeing a lot of your Detroit-flying international get moved to Atlanta for some of your more premier routes, whereas with the new terminal in Detroit, you'll still see a great deal of international flying left out of Detroit, although I'd probably tend to say Minneapolis would shrink. But with the 74s, you'll probably see them pretty much for the most part pulled out of Minneapolis and some out of Detroit and all get put into Atlanta, and then possibly one or two European routes, maybe out of the West Coast, and then also into the Pacific. And if I can just make a comment on the 330, right now, Delta using the ERs and the 764-400s to South America, they tend to be weight restricted on a somewhat frequent basis. And so I think the 330 would be a great aircraft to redeploy into the South American markets while being able to shift the 76s into some of your smaller, and relatively speaking, smaller European markets.
Well, with respect to the 744s, those are a clear candidate for replacement. The Northwest airplanes are among the earliest 744s that were delivered. In fact, Northwest was a launch customer. So those airplanes are old. They're tired. They need to be replaced. The question is, do you replace them with 787s and go for frequency? Do you replace them with the 748 or the A380? I think actually this could be an interesting opportunity for Airbus to put the A380, particularly into a major hub like Atlanta. You'd also have the JFK operation as a potential. But the 744s have got to go away. They're just getting too old.
Well, I guess the same argument could have been made with the DC-9s years ago. I would concur, you know, these being the earliest aircraft, although, you know, looking at Delta's fleet quite a bit, probably one third or so of the ER fleet is going to be older than your 74-400s out of Northwest.
You mean the 767 ERs?
The 767s, correct. The 767-300 ERs are from the mid-80s on. So you have quite a few of them that are going to be older than your 74-400s. But I agree with Scott that in a situation like this, you know, there is an opportunity here to look at bringing in the 748 or the A380 while taking the 74-200s that are in Northwest's cargo fleet, you know, great opportunity to convert. If you were to replace the 400s, convert those to cargo and move the 74-200s out of the fleet while bringing in new passenger, high-capacity passenger aircraft.
Looking at the narrow-body fleet, Delta has over 160 MD-88s. They have a few MD-90s, and there was some internet chatter that they were buying a bunch of MD-90s from China Eastern Airlines. I'm not sure I ever saw anything definite on that.
Yes, that's been I believe they did sign for that.
Okay. The MD-88s aren't that old, but they are reasonably fuel inefficient. Northwest, of course, has the DC-9 fleet to replace, and Northwest has previously announced they plan to get down to about 65 DC-9s by the end of this year. A new 100-seat airplane, such as the Bombardier AC series, which was designed with Northwest in mind, is an obvious candidate for that. Of course, you have the Embraer E-190 series that can replace that. But with respect to whether Delta, which still has a fair number of 738s on order, or Northwest, which is an A320 operator, we have to remember that neither Boeing or Airbus has a lot of delivery slots. Both have a 5 or 6 year backlog. Boeing is talking about increasing the production rate on the 737 program, which, if they did that, would open up some near-term opportunities that might be able to accommodate Delta and American, whereas Airbus is, even though they're cranking up production at the moment, as far as I know, doesn't have any near-term opportunities with the increased production rate.
Yeah, the narrow-body thing is going to be really, really interesting to watch.
Yeah, I think you'd see, you know, seeing that the DC-9s do need to go, probably, although, you know, from a maintenance standpoint, they did get the FAA to extend, you know, their ability to continue to operate those. You know, until you do get a clear replacement scenario in place, you probably would not see, you know, large amounts of, you know, fleet retirements in the near term. Just, you know, specifically for those reasons where, you know, as you take some of the narrow bodies out, you know, again, going from about Northwest is operating about 100 DC-9s right now. If they take out another 30 of those, you know, you're down to about 70. Any backfill, you know, can always be turned over to your regional carriers with the CRJ-900s or, you know, put in the 70-seaters or the 90-seaters, which doesn't necessarily backfill on a one-to-one basis, but still allows you to get those extra frequencies in there. Although that's not really a long-term solution, obviously.
Well, is there not going to be a big issue here when you look at the Delta sort of standardizing going forward on the 738 and Northwest sort of standardizing on the 320 family? That's going to be a very difficult thing to choose from, but the relative efficiencies between the two airlines and the two airplanes, what do they do there? How do you put those together?
Well, when you get a fleet of more than 50 airplanes, you tend to lose some of the argument about economies of scale. Airlines have been pretty open about that over the past couple of decades. You know, clearly, ideally, you'd rather have one fleet type, but the A320 fleet at Northwest is new enough that it doesn't need replacing. The 737 fleet down at Delta, of course, is virtually new. So the question is, what do you do with the Northwest DC-9s? What do you do with the Delta MD-80s? And I think the answer with Delta MD-80s is you've got plenty of time to hang on to those until new production slots open up, or in the extreme, the next generation of single-aisle airplanes comes around, because, again, the 88s aren't that old. On the other hand, the DC-9s have to be replaced, but neither the A320 family or the 737 family is a good match for that DC-9 fleet. That's really an Embraer or a Bombardier airplane, I think.
The nice thing about this, of course, is that the 757s, in Northwest having the Dash 300 model, there's quite a lot of commonality there, right? Because the Northwest ones, if I'm not mistaken, have the Pratt engine, which is the same thing as Delta.
Yes, that's correct. So they'll all be Pratt. It'll end up being about close to 200 757s when it's all said and done, all Pratt powered. With regards to the 320 787 issue, that's really, as Scott alluded to, it's not an issue of maintenance. Yet your fleets are large enough that they really can be operated independently, and they're just as useful in the fleet as the MD-88s versus the 7-8s or a 7-3s and Delta's fleet. I think the big cost issue that you have to be careful of is pilot training there, where you can't have guys jumping back and forth between the 7-3s and the A320s. You have to be locked into one of those categories, just as jumping back and forth between the 88s and the 7-3s, that really drives your training costs immensely.
Well, that being said, I think that's going to be the least of the problems. I think the bigger problem is going to be integrating the seniority list of both carriers.
That's
well,
true.
Right now, supposedly, the number one thing that they're working on is hammering out a pilot deal before anything is announced. If that is the case, which obviously is a smart thing to do, hopefully they can take care of the seniority issue prior to any announcements going forward. And hopefully they will be addressing these issues also.
One thing that does occur to me is that if I were Delta and Northwest and I had sort of a huge critical mass in 7-3s and I had a huge critical mass in Airbus 320 family, by keeping both planes in the combined fleet, really, I'm going to keep Airbus and Boeing's feet to the fire and make sure that I'm always getting the best deal available. Would I not be able to play them off against each other?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, you would think so. Of course, Delta was one of the three carriers to sign exclusive Boeing agreements back about 1995. And I never quite understood the benefit of doing that, because you lose the ability to horse trade. But I think if Richard Anderson emerges as the CEO, and with his announcement today that he's not going to take any sort of a merger gold parachute, that suggests to me he might emerge as the combined carrier CEO. He certainly knows Airbus, and he bought Airbus while he was at Northwest, and I'm not so sure that other than Delta ordering the 787, that either Boeing or Airbus is going to have a particular advantage when it comes to the single-aisle airplanes.
Well, if given the fact that the 330 is such a successful airplane, that also leads us to probably see a combined operation looking at the A350 with a much different view than Delta would have perhaps looked at it on its own.
I'm not sure that at this point it makes a lot of sense for the new Delta to look at the A350 just yet. I think that they're going to want to sit back and see what Boeing is going to do about the 777. Delta is taking a small handful of 777LRs. And I think that Delta would probably want to sit back and see what Boeing's response is going to be to the A350 before making that leap.
Yeah, the mentioning of the 380 for the combined operation, particularly when you think of traffic across Atlanta to, let's say, Asia, that the 380, I think that's a very interesting suggestion.
I mean, it could be, but, you know, again, you know, do you want to operate frequency or do you operate capacity? You know, I think, you know, it would be interesting to see what Airbus, you know, Airbus would have to come to them with, you know, a 380 offer at some point, since they have been talking to Northwest, or at least approached Northwest about it previously. But with the combined carrier, I just don't know if the 380 would really fit into the fleet at that point, with when you have your 330s, your 777s, and your 787, and if you replace your 74s with the 7480, or, you know, obviously the 380, if you even go down the road of replacing your 74s with something, whether the 380 would really have a place at the table there. It's just, you know, I just don't see, you know, the capacity.
I think if you take a look at the capacity airport constraints at Narita and Heathrow, I think that you could make a case for a handful of A380s because you simply can't get slots. So I don't think that's beyond the realm of possibility.
But then again, if you look at, you know, look at what Delta's doing out of JFK and out of Atlanta right now, you're going to a lot of, you know, you're flying into a lot of non-traditional markets where previously you would hub them and then fly out of the hub in Europe. So I think hub-to-hub flying is probably, you know, just looking at, you know, I kind of move towards Boeing's line of thinking where you're really moving away from the hub-to-hub flying into more of a direct flying into where, you know, to wherever you need to go. And if you get enough 787s and the 777-200LRs, you know, you can start flying direct into those markets where previously you'd be going into Narita or somewhere into Western Europe to move your traffic from there.
Well, let's remember, though, that hub-to-hub is also point-to-point. You have a large O&D market in New York to Heathrow, New York to Tokyo, Atlanta to some of these locations. So I think there still might be an opportunity.
Okay, point taken. I mean, it's really, I think it's going to be interesting. I mean, this can go one of several ways depending on how the entire merger shakes out, if it actually goes through. So I think, you know, we're in for a lot of interesting discussions in the coming months and coming year about this.
Well, we've been going for about 18 minutes here. I think it's time to wrap this one up. So on behalf of the unknown analysts, Addison Schoenlein, and myself, Scott Hamilton, thank you for listening today.
This podcast is copyrighted by Air Insight, LLC.